Lord, I want to thank you for your word. Thank you for the song that the choir sang this morning. Lord, we know you see us. We know you hear us. All we can say, Lord, is that your will be done. Your promises are the only things we hold on to. There is nothing else we have beside you, Lord. It's your word that keeps us going. It's your word that keeps on encouraging us. Thank you for the promises of greatness. Thank you for making our lives useful, significant, in advancing your kingdom in this city. Lord, we thank you. Lord, as I bring your word to your people, I pray that our hearts be readily prepared to receive the engrafted word. And Lord, I pray that you make me a useful instrument as your voice this morning. That your children will not see me. Let them see you. Let them hear you. As I speak, let them hear you. Speak beyond what I say, Lord. Unforgettable words, transformational words. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Genesis 12, verse 1 to 2. Last week online, we talked about discovering greatness. Today, we continue discovering greatness part 2. Next week, we round it up, discovering greatness part 3, and we see on and on. Hallelujah. I want to remind us of our key scripture, Genesis 12, 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. I'm not going to single out any word here again today, because I did that last week, but I need to move fast. Praise God. The Bible also says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 to 29, for you are all sons and daughters of God, emphasis mine, through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ. Hallelujah. Now, he says, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. You see the connection? Because we are in Jesus Christ, he says we are connected to Abraham. We are connected to the promise of greatness that God promised Abraham. He says we are joint heirs according to the promise of greatness. The promise of making you a great nation. The promise of making your name great. The promise of making you a blessing. The promise of blessing you, and those who bless you will be blessed. Those who curse you will be cursed. He said, because we are in Jesus Christ. If you are a child of God today, you have your heritage in Abraham. It does not matter whether you are from Africa, you are from Haiti, you are from any country, or you are from Norway, or you are from anywhere. In the name of Jesus, we are the same in Christ Jesus. A man is not superior to a woman. A woman is not less superior to a man. We are all equal before God. That's what the word says. And I believe the word. I don't treat my wife less value than myself. We are of the same value. You must understand this. Regardless of where you are born, don't let that trick you. Don't let the enemy use that to trick you. Don't let the enemy use that to make you feel inferior. You are not inferior. Doesn't matter where you were born. You are not inferior. You are intelligent. You have the mind of Christ. You have the seed of greatness that is planted in you. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody look down on you because you are a woman. If you have accepted the sacrifices of Jesus Christ on the cross, his resurrection as remedy for your sin, then you are connected. Somebody say, I'm connected. You are connected to the promise of greatness. You are connected to blessedness. So it's just like the day God was speaking to Abraham, he's speaking to you too. The same thing he said to Abraham, he's saying it to you too. The seed of greatness is inside you. The day you gave your life to Christ, that seed is activated. If you notice, especially those of us from Africa, or those of us from Nigeria area, most of the time now, we are born again, we have children. We put God in the name of our children. That's how the Israelites do. Israel, El means God. Elijah, El means God. Emmanuel, El means God. Because we see a connection. The blood of Jesus has connected you to greatness. Hallelujah. It's not about, oh, am I going to be great? No, you are already great. You just need to activate it. You just need to harness it. Being part of the body of Christ guarantees your destiny for greatness. It guarantees that, hey, you have been called to a higher level. You are not lonely anymore. You are called to glory. You are called to live greatness inside out. You are called to start thinking greatness. To start thinking big. Isaiah 51, verse 1 to 4. The Bible says, listen to me. And I want you to listen to me. You who follow after righteousness. You who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn. Don't be distracted by what is going on around the world. And to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Don't worry about government shutdown. Like we prayed yesterday morning, the government may be shut down. Heaven is open. The windows of heaven are open. He said, look to Abraham, your father. Correlate, relate. And to Sarah who bore you. For I called him alone. I called him with nothing. I called him out of darkness. Out of idolatry. I called him when he was a nobody. And blessed him. I empowered him to prosper. And increased him. I see you empowered today. I see you increasing today. In the name of Jesus. He said, for the Lord will comfort Zion. When you enter into that covenant, you definitely will be comforted. He says he will comfort all our waste places. He will make our wilderness like Eden. And our desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Listen to me, my people. And give ear to me, O my nation. For law will proceed from me. And I will make my justice rest as a light of the peoples. That's the voice of God. That's the word of God being sent to you. That you can't relegate yourself anymore. That you need to know no man is in charge. I, the Lord Almighty, I am the one in charge. The government is not in charge of your life. It is God. You and God are in charge of your destiny. The Lord is saying, through the prophet Isaiah. What is he saying? He says, what I did through Abraham, I can also do through you. What I did through Sarah, I can also do through you. So you need to see yourself of more value. Think value. You are more valuable. Think value. You are of more value than you think. Write this now. When you put a limit on God, please, word and sound, put it on the screen as well. When you put a limit on God, put it in capital letters. Write it in capital letters. It's a shout. When you put a limit on God, you are putting a limit on what God can do through you. When you put a limit on God, you are putting a limit on what God can do through you. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 and 4, it says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. If you want everything God has available, get closer to God. Get to know God the more. He says, him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through this you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Listen to me, church. Until you begin to see yourself as a partaker of God's divine nature, you will deny the greatness potential that is inside you. Many of us are scared to compare ourselves with God. And God is saying, compare me with you. He created us in his own image. His label is upon us. We have concentrated too much on the Adamic nature. That's why we are limited in our thinking. If you have noticed, when a person just stays where they are, everything about their thinking revolves around that place. But if you are able to venture a little bit out, you start seeing things through a different lens. Hallelujah. We have in God, through Christ Jesus, we have the life of God. We have the unlimited life. The Adamic nature limits us. But the moment we entered into Christ Jesus, we are no longer limited. Never limit yourself anymore. You can be better than who you are now. You are worth much more than this. You are higher than where you are. It's all about your mind. It's all about your thinking. When your mind is not renewed in Christ Jesus, guess what? You have no capacity for great things. You have no capacity for the great things God wants to do through you. God wants to do great things. The first thing you're asking yourself is, how much is it going to cost? But if you know that God is going to pay for it, will you ask how much? If you know somebody else is going to pay for it, will you ask how much? If you know that God is going to make a way out, will you ask how much? And God can make a way out. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. Your mind needs to come out. Let it come out of the old ways. Let it come out of the Adamic nature, the limited nature. Let it enter into the new things that God is bringing you into. Don't struggle with the new things that God is bringing you into. No. Like the message we shared last week, how the life of Peter was transformed. Jesus took him through an evolving journey. God takes his children through that evolving journey. The Israelites that stepped out of Egypt were not the ones that entered Canaan. And you know what? There's something God has that you don't have, that I don't have. And that is time. God has time. He has the control of it in his hand. Amen? He deliberately waited for them for 40 years. And all those who rebelled against him, guess what happened to them? They died in the wilderness. They died. They died there. And God now took their children and brought them in. The children that were not even born in captivity, because they refused to leave the mental captivity state. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They refused to leave the slavery mentality state. They refused to leave the complaining mentality state, the gossiping, the hatred, the envious, and the jealousy mentality state. And God is like, okay, my plan will not change. I'll wait. I can't die. I can't fade. I'll wait until all of you have wasted. Then I'll take your children. I'll bring them in. Our mind needs to change. It says, renew your mind. Jesus said, he says, I am my Father. We are one. We are the same. The moment he said it, all hell broke loose. They wanted to kill him. How dare you compare yourself to God? You know how Jesus answered them? He says, did your scripture not say that ye are gods? Huh? Did the word not say that you are gods? That you are in the same category with God? And I know some of you are fighting this in your mind right now. How dare you, Pastor? How dare you not to believe it? Did he not say we are joint heirs together with Jesus? Jesus does not seek to rob us. He said, come and be like me. He says, we have transformed toward the image of who? The Son of God. The Bible says, as he is, so are we. Where? Where? Not in heaven. In this world. We need to begin to have that understanding. You were born in a family of idol worshippers. Now you are born again. Your ancestry has changed. Let me tell you something. I don't care whether one umbilical cord is buried near a tree. This, if your heart is genuinely for Christ, you are victorious already. You're already victorious. One of my sons, spiritual son, you know him very well, Pastor Taiwo. His father died before he was 40. As he was approaching 40, he died. As he too was approaching 40, now he's a child of God. The devil began to play tricks on his mind. He called me. He said, you remember this, that? I said, yes. You know, he said, that was like 10 years ago. Now I'm about to be 40. I said, you're not going to die. You're of a different make. You're not your father. That lineage has been broken. The blood of Jesus has broken it. He just celebrated 50 now. He just celebrated 50. Don't let Satan lie to you. Don't follow satanic lies, Adamic nature lies. They see something in your family house that is troubling you. If you believe it, then it will trouble you. Hallelujah. Is somebody getting me? God wants you to be great. God created you and I to be great. Tell the person sitting next to you, you are great. Tell the person behind you, you are great. The one in front of you, you are great. But you know the thing is, you must want to be. You must want it. I defined that greatness for us last week. Time will not allow me today. Go and listen to that message. It's free. Go on our website, listen to it. It's free. What are you passionate about? What are you passionate about? Pay attention to it. Give attention to your passion. Your greatness can stem from that. Let me ask you a question here. It's a big question. What is on the other side of that fear that is troubling your mind? What's on the other side of fear? The fear that is keeping you from investing in your passion. What's on the other side of that fear? I'll tell you. It's your testimony. Your testimony is on the other side of the fear. And fear is keeping you away from that testimony. And you are getting bitter. Oh, somebody sharing their testimony, Lord. When am I going to share my own testimony? And you are allowing fear to ground you. And whereas God is tapping you for greatness, but fear is grounding you. And your testimony is saying, I'm waiting. Cross over. Pay attention. That passion may just be that seed that is inside you. Hallelujah. You know, Revy that was with us in December came with his wife. His wife was wearing this coat. And we went out to eat. Almost every woman that saw the coat on her, black coat. Oh, this is nice, lovely. Guess what attracted them? At the bottom of the coat, they were just lace frills. I'm like, oh my God. I need to go and start buying this coat. And sew lace under it. And put a label on it. You will buy it. That was the only thing that attracted them to it. Somebody made socks the other day on Shark Tank and put lace at the top of the socks. Everybody went goo-goo and gaga. They've sold more than $20 million worth. Use lace, oh. You that you like designing, so use it. Greatness does not stem from just mega big humongous thing that you have to go to Silicon Valley. No, Kansas City Mountain can give it to you. Hallelujah. God wants you to aspire. Aspire for a life of greatness. Don't settle where you are. Don't settle at that job. Aspire for greatness. Don't withdraw because, oh, you know, I tried. Because of that obstacle, I'm giving up. No, you can't give up. Have you seen an athlete that is preparing for the Olympics and gets hurt? And because they are hurt, they now say, oh, Olympic is not worth it anymore. No, they get healed and they go back. Don't throw your destiny away. Somebody disappointed you. Somebody said that. Somebody refused to help you. If somebody refused to help, find somebody else who can help. Praise the Lord. Did you hear me? Find somebody else who can help. There are other people who will help. As long as you have something of value to present. But I found out that sometimes it's not the help that is lacking, but we may just need a change of character. A change of character. That's it. Some of us, you can't wait on the person that will help you. You are in a hurry to leave the presence of the person that will help you. Elisha got the double portion by pouring water on the hands of Elisha. We are so much in a hurry into what is not productive. And you know that life is not 100 meters dash. It's a marathon. Maybe you are the one saying, Lord, when will it be my turn? When will it be my turn for an amazing testimony? Huh? I pray for you today. I pray for you. I pray that God will locate you. I pray that God will touch you. I pray that God will change your heart. I pray that God will envision you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the way God will touch your life will become an unforgettable way. A way you will not forget at all. Some of us, maybe we just need to look at things differently. Flip it. Look at the other side. You see, there is always three sides to a matter. Do you agree? There's always three sides. Yours, theirs, and the real truth. Maybe you need to flip it. Look at it again. Look at it differently. Maybe you have been looking with your eyes. Now start looking with your hands. Start looking with your mouth. You know, it got to a point. Abraham became frustrated with God. He was frustrated with God. Like, okay. You say you follow, you have followed you. What am I getting? Is it this Eliezer, the bond servant in my house, that is going to be my heir? Is it this one? Why was he frustrated? It was out of fear. Fear of losing out. He had forgotten the promise. I will make you a great nation. Not through Eliezer, you. Fear made him, Lord, are you, what are you still waiting for? Like some of us are, Lord, what are you waiting for? We want that change, but we are not willing to change. Guess what God did? God changed his view. God just come. Let me read it to you. Genesis 15, verse 5 and 6. Then he brought him outside. That is God bringing Abraham outside. Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward heaven. When you are in that zone and things are not working, guess where to look? Look towards heaven. Look to God. Hallelujah. He says, count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. Now the transformation, the change happened here. The Bible says, and this is about the second, the third time or so. And he believed in the Lord. Did you see that? He believed. He believed what God said. God counted him to him for righteousness. His heart was what made him righteous. Don't let fear ground you. Hallelujah. Don't live your life through the lens of fear. Hallelujah. As God called Abraham, He called him, raised him up as a person of great value. Guess what? This church also is set up to help you become a person of great value, where your greatness will be celebrated. I told us before, this church has no story without you. Your story is our story. If you don't have a story, we don't have a story. Wisdom Assembly has no story outside you. Your story is what makes us have a story to tell. And God will give you a new story. I say, God will give you a new story. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say, God will give you a new story. And you'll become a great person of value. In the name of Jesus. Systems will begin to work for you. The systems that have been opposing you will begin to work for you. Situations opposing you will begin to turn around and work for your benefit. Is somebody believing me this morning? Hallelujah. For some of us, maybe it's just to ask the right questions. For some of us, it's just to pray the right prayers. Lord, lead me to the right place at the right time. Lead me to face the right people. Lead me to say the right things in the presence of the right people in the right places. It sounds like a mouthful of prayer. But if you can hold on to that and chew it personally, heaven will begin to download to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that God will begin to give you grace. Grace to ask the right questions in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that this season the Lord will lead you. It will lead you to the right place at the right time. In Jesus' mighty name. That connection you need, Holy Spirit can lead you there. And I see you being connected. Amen. Let's rise up on our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me give you a last one before we pray. Maybe you are just that person who needs to invest in a mentor. And that's the challenge we have. People don't want to invest in a mentor. We want to take. If you're a business person, you understand. It is through money you begat money. Right? King James Version way of money. You begat it by money. When you invest, you get. Find a mentor that can speak to your life, that can invest in you, that can help you become the person that you need to become. Hallelujah. One more time, I want to tell you, you're already great. Just wake up that greatness within you. Be sensitive to God's leading. Be sensitive to God's direction. It's not where the crowd is going. That's not where God is going. God may be going the other direction. Be sensitive. I want you to pray this morning. Say, Father. Come and say, Father. Give me the grace to be in alignment with your plan for my life. In Jesus' name. Father, give me the...